places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that the internet loves a list, Steve Miggs. And there's a list out right now of these common skills that apparently boomers are pretty shocked that Gen Zers just don't know how to do.
Oh, good. Good old generational divide.
So one example is how to read a map and figure out getting from point A to point B without GPS.
My wife was recently asking me about that because, you know, I've lived during a time before the internet. And she's like, did you know how to read a map when you moved out here from New York to Washington? I'm like, no, my buddy Ori did. He's the one who mapped it all out. I just went along for the ride.
had a map guy.
He was the one who was doing the driving. I would drive a little bit, but once we're on the freeway, then I was like, we just keep going until we hit Washington.
Well, of course, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question.
It's the simple question.
Basically, the simple question is this. We're going to name some of these things on the list, and we just want our listeners to say whether or not they can perform these acts.
Okay. And so whoever calls them, any generation.
Yes.
We should ask them what generation they are.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what generation are you from?
Well, I'm 35, so I think I'm Gen X or Gen X. I think it's, I don't know. I don't know the actual like numbers for that stuff.
I think that's a millennial.
I think you are a youthful millennial.
But you know what? Us Gen Xers will take you because we're the coolest generation.
All right, Chris, do you know how to address a piece of mail?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's ask him another one. I feel like if you don't know how to do that, I don't know if you should. Yeah. All right, I got one for you.
They taught us that boot camp, son.
Nice.
Wait, you had to wait until you got into the military to learn how to write a letter?
Well, no, but they made us. We couldn't make phone calls home, so we had to write letters back home.
Okay, well, speaking of writing, I got one for you. How about how to type on an actual keyboard?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you're one step ahead of me.
It's a solid millennial, making us proud.
Did you take, is this before my time?
I did take it.
You had a typewriting class?
Yeah.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
Was that, okay, I have a crazy question. Maybe the years have gone by. I've forgotten a lot of things in my life.
Okay.
Was that like a year-long class or like a semester class? Like, I feel like I went there every day to learn how to type for an extended period of time, and I still don't know how to type.
I was going
to
say, what happened? I watch you peck every single day, and it drives me insane.
Oh, good. I'll peck harder.
No, it was us. In middle school, we had to take it for a full year.
Yes, I thought so. I'm like, what an awful job if I'm a teacher. Like, you have to teach people how to type every day.
That was my mom's job. She was a typing teacher for the majority of her career.
Do you think they still do that?
No. They do computers, but they don't do actual type. Like, I think they may be like a week where you learn how to type, but I don't think it's a full class.
Do they do hunt and pecking typing?
No.
Because I'm a hunt and pecker. I'm like, da, 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 da. Does
that
really drive you nuts?
Yes.
803 Good. Rock, we have a simple question to ask you, Tim from Stanwood. First off, which generation are you part of?
I believe I'm Gen X. I was born in 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question that. That sounds about right.
Yep. Tim, our question to you, do you know how to mend clothes and sew on buttons?
Yes.
See, I don't.
I still argue that more dudes know how to do simple sewing functions than women. Because I have a lot of friends that have the same thing, and my wife will make fun of it because if she needs a button sewed on, she's like, hey, babe, can you do this? I'm like, it's really not that hard. You're poking a needle through a hole. I don't understand why you need my help for this. What about you, Tim? Are you the resident sewer in your household?
Actually, no. I don't have anything in the house to sew, so I send it to my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law who actually
nice.
Does it all the time. But if I was in the middle of nowhere and had thread and a needle, I could sew a button on or mend my clothes.
Right.
It wouldn't be perfect, but...
No, I'm not talking about like straight lines, but I mean good enough that you wouldn't have a hole anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the name for a male seamstress? Is it a seamster?
Yeah, we're seamsters.
Seamsters.
Yep.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Spanaway, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right, fellow millennial Adam from Spanaway, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yes, I do.
That's right. Oh,
nice. Do you still know how?
Yes. It's. I have to think about it a lot more now because I'm very out of practice, but I can do it.
There are certain letters that I have the absolute worst time with.
What letter would that be?
Q. I have a tough time with. Can you cursive?
I can do a lowercase Q. I'm not really sure what my uppercase Q would look like. G, uppercase G is pretty bad for me. Lowercase is fine.
Yeah, it's
even
funny.
Even the T in my own name, the uppercase T, is a little weird in cursive.
And again, we had to take a class on that, yet we still don't know. You know what? We're just proving that the education system is failing us.
206-803-ROCK. We've got Mike from Auburn. Mike, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our simple question to you, Mike. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I actually do. I learned to drive on one.
Yeah.
I remember learning, but I haven't done it in so long that I'd be worried that if like there was a situation where like we need somebody to drive this vehicle and it's a stick shift, I'm like, well, it's going to be a rocky road, but I'll do my best.
I've only successfully done it like 2 times in my entire life.
What? How many times did you fail at doing it?
Probably 20.
Really?
My mom kicked me out of the car one time. I had an ex-boyfriend kick me out of the car one time. Like, you're going to break this thing.
I definitely learned how. My ex-girlfriend in high school taught me how. She was like, no, you're driving my car because I hate driving. And so she made me sit through a neighborhood and learn how to drive. And it's stuck ever since.
Dude, so yesterday, real quick. So I know for a fact this guy must have been driving a stick shift, an older vehicle, right? And he's in front of us. So we're kind of on a slight hill, but it's not much of a hill. We're at a red light. He's clearly on his phone, older guy, right? And I could see it, like his head is down, and he must be just like lightly laying off of the brake. Because all of a sudden, his car is slowly rolling back and back and back. And my wife's like, is he ever going to stop? I'm like, I don't freaking know. So then I was like, I don't know what. I'm just going to have to lay on the horn. Like, I don't want to be that guy, yeah. But like, he's like, it's not like coming down aggressively, but at some point he's bonking into my car and I don't want to deal with this. Yeah. So I hit the horn, head pops up. He looks in the rearview mirror and he flips me off. Yeah. I'm like, you're right, buddy. I'm the douchebag for allowing you to roll into my car.
No, really what it was is he saw that you were the verified champ, Steve Miggs, and he got mad and just flipped you off.
He's just sick of that fake wrestling crap.
Daily Migs Show.
On Late Night with Seth Meyers is his name, Tiffany Haddish was sharing that she is dating multiple people at the same time.
You were talking last time you were here. I was very excited. You gave us an update on your romantic life. You were dating multiple people last time you were
here. Yes, and I'm still dating multiple people, but new multiple people, but like one or two from the old roster that just had transferred over to the new roster.
Oh, there's some holdovers.
Yeah, there's a couple holdovers. You know, I'm running a team here.
That's great.
How many are you dating?
I want to know a number.
Have you ever dated a lot of people at the same time?
No.
No.
I was always kind of a serial monogamist. Like,
yeah.
But I would get out of one relationship and then immediately get into another one.
Yeah, I always thought it was... I had some friends that, like, they would have, like, 3 or 4 different... Like, I wouldn't say girlfriends because they weren't necessarily, like, official. But they were just hanging out and they all knew about it. And I was like, Everyone's different, and I'm not judging, but I couldn't do it.
I know all of us have been out of the dating pool for, like, you know, quite a while now.
It's been a minute.
But I think especially,
I'm so
like,
glad. If I hear these dating stories,
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
Man, it just seems way worse than it was. And I thought it was bad back when we were in the dating world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I feel like people are, you know, they're on multiple platforms. They're meeting multiple different people at the same time. And sometimes you might not have established if you're, you know, being exclusive yet or not.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are not exclusive, at least right out of the gate for a while.
I remember that was one of the more mind-numbing moments when we were first dating, Sid and I. And I was just like, you know, I was like, are we? She's like, I don't want to say that we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but I'm not dating anybody else. And I have no plans on dating anybody else. I'm just with you. And I'm like, well, that would basically make me your boyfriend. No, I don't want to. I'm not ready yet for titles. I'm like, okay, will you let me know when? Like, what's going on here?
So then did you eventually say, will you be my girlfriend? Or did she say, will you be my boyfriend?
I don't remember that, to be honest with you. It came out at some point. I think, like, she referred to me as a boyfriend. And I was like, aha! So I am my boyfriend. Aha! Danny, if anyone on the show, based on his stories from his mom... Danny might be the one on our show that maybe was dating multiple people at the same time.
He was a playa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back in middle school, there was, I mean, it's like girlfriends on girl.
I mean, they didn't know about each other, so there was never like the mutual, like, hey, we're all kind of just dating.
But you were dating multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
That just seems like a headache.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it at all whatsoever, but it happened.
I also feel like before the age of cell phones, though, that would be like the ideal time to date multiple people. Don't you think?
But the weird part is now with cell phones and all these dating apps, it's probably a lot easier to have more than multiple people on the team.
Oh, I just feel like it might be more difficult to manage the team.
That just seems like such a, just too much financially. It seems like too much. Like, how many dates are you taking these people? Oh, it was middle school.
Yeah, so middle school.
You were going to a park probably or something like that.
Holding hands before class, getting a hug. Cool.
And we, it was like a family fun center type place. That would be where we went on Friday night. And like, yeah, you had $5 for like a Coke and a hot dog.
I would say you were splurging on a fancy date if you went to like Orange Julius or something like that.
Oh.
Wow. I don't even think I ever went to a date at Orange Julius, Steve.
Oh, you haven't lived until you took a date to Orange Julius.
Make it rain.
Yeah, baby.
Have you ever
you
dated?
Want that pina colada? I got you, babe.
Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time? Or were you dating someone that you knew was dating more than just you? How did it work out for you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time? Or were you dating someone and you knew that they were dating more than just you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, how did that work out for you? We have someone on hold, Steve, that did the sister thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
They did the sister thing.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Pedro from Mukilteo, who dated, this is the one that you said, you dated 7 women at the same time.
Yeah. I was right after 9/11, I got stationed at SeaTac Airport, so I had a lot of money coming in and a lot of time, and so I just started dating a lot of women.
Even if I had a lot of money and a lot of time, the idea of dating 7 people just sounds ridiculous. Did you have certain ones that were your favorite, ones that you would only get lunch with? Like, how did you even organize this?
It wasn't really a matter of organizing. It was just, you know, I'm kind of old school, so I had a little black book, and if I wanted to go on a date, you just start dialing until someone agreed to go on a date. That was kind of it.
Did you have to keep notes in the little black book to say, oh, I already took her to Outback Steakhouse. I probably shouldn't take her there again.
No, man. I was at that far forward thinking. I was just like, hey, what's up? Do you want to go do something? And there were phone calls, too, because this was like brand new, you know, the cell phone technology. Yeah. So you just had like the 10-pad texting, and it was just easier to call.
Were the 7 women aware that there were 6 other women that you were dating?
Yeah. No, they all knew because I told them. You know, I think I found out a little bit too late what the catnip to women was. It's just tell them that you're unavailable, and then they just can't handle it. And so every time I said that, they were like, yep, I'm down. Let's go.
Pedro is a relationship therapist.
You're probably also an attractive man, because if I say if I'm unavailable, they'd be like, oh, good.
206-803-ROCK. John from Tacoma. Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, so I'm that sister guy.
You're the sister guy. Tell us about it.
Sister mister.
Yeah, so I'm the sister mister. Yeah, so it wasn't at the same time per se. So it was in high school. I think it was sophomore year for me, so it's like 2006. And I was dating the oldest sister first, and it was like, it fizzled out pretty quick. It was like maybe a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then the middle sister is who I ended up dating after that, and that was for a good little while. And then awful thing happened to them. Their dad passed away suddenly. He got struck by a car, and he was waiting. He was like helping someone on the side of the road. So the middle sister, who I was with at the time, broke up with me because she kind of just needed some space, and of course, totally understood that. Older sister wanted to come back, I guess. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but high school relationships, what are you going to do?
Put on the spot, like right now, if you had the opportunity, is there one that you would be like, oh yeah, I could definitely get back with that one? Was one, but I don't know how to say, one better than the other?
I mean, I think I had probably the best time in the relationship with the middle sister. Definitely liked the time with the older sister too, but like we had dated that like first time that was just like silly and fizzled out pretty quick.
How was their relationship? Were they like, were they at odds with each other because
they were good.
Of this?
Like, no. Like we were all good. We were all like, the middle sister and I were in band together. And then the older sister and I were in all the musicals and theater and stuff together. So yeah, we were all still cordial and good to go.
Fun family gatherings, I bet.
Oh, I bet.
206-803-ROCK. Jordan from Wenatchee. Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, a few. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Morning.
What's up, Jordan?
At one point, you know, me and my wife, we've been married for many great years so far. And, you know, we were in the open relationship kind of style with being a little polyamorous. And so, you know, there was a few dates and, you know, bouncing around between here and there. And it can get pretty crazy as a lifestyle sometimes. So
I have a stupid question. It's not meant to be disrespectful or anything like that, it's just not something that I've ever done. But has there ever been a situation in an open relationship where she's like, hey, this is Charles? And you're like, no. Charles is way too attractive. Or so, you know what I mean?
Honestly, no, because, you know, you get to the understanding that, you know, you just want her to be happy and you accept it. If she's accepting of him because she likes them the way that she likes them, I'm going to be okay with it.
But I'd still be a little nervous that Charles might make her too happy.